You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, rugby fans. Welcome to episode 171 of the DNVR Rugby Podcast. My name is Colton Strickler. Got a jam-packed show for everybody today. Yesterday was American Raptors Media Day. Did over 40 interviews. I have over 2 hours of audio that I need to get out. So this show is going to be a little different, and I'll kind of explain what the rest of the cadence will look like for these next couple of days. So like I said, I got a ton of interviews I want everyone to hear. Starting off with this one today. So I try to break it down into 4 blocks of interviews. So the first one I'll be doing is actually the second block I recorded, but that was one of the stronger ones, I think. So in this block, you will hear interviews from Watson Fliki Tonga, Patrick Madden, Will Crawford, Jeff Pelissuma, Ethan McVay, Steve Cluley, Mo Vanacolo, Justin Barlow, Maake Moody, and Sefo Mailongi. So you'll hear a bunch of different interviews just about a bunch of different things. I did this without notes. I just tried to go off the top of my head as people sat down, shot from the hip, tried to ask people stuff I remembered about them. But it was my first time meeting a lot of these people. So asked a little bit about camp, and I try to ask everybody about what it's like to play for Sarah Shabbat. So you'll hear some of the same questions, some different ones. But I think this will give you kind of a good idea of who's here, what's been going on at camp, and just some thoughts ahead of the season. So it was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed talking to all these different players, and I hope everybody enjoys it. So how this will work is this show won't have the standard rundown, so no breakdown. The best breakdown I can give you will be everything that all these people say in the interview, so we'll skip that. I will go ahead and read all the rugby you could watch this weekend, presented by Wintergreen, so I'll get into that in a minute. And then the next 4 days, so you're hearing this on Friday, so Saturday, Sunday, Monday, I'll release 1 block of interviews every day. I think the shortest one is 15 minutes, the longest one's 45 minutes, and there's another half-hour block. It'll be everything. It'll be an interview from just about everybody. If they're on the team, I talk to them. Some guys didn't come on. If they've been on the last couple of weeks, I just said, you know, it's okay. We've kind of covered it. But I talked to just about everybody. So should be a good couple of days with some podcasts. So if you like what you hear, please subscribe. I'll read all the rugby you can watch this weekend. We'll kick it to this big block of interviews. Come on at the end, kind of tell you the plan for tomorrow. And we'll just do that for the next couple of days. So with that, we'll go ahead and jump into all the rugby you can watch this weekend, presented by Wintergreen. Wintergreen loves rugby and wants to support USA Rugby's mission of uniting an inclusive, passionate rugby community to grow the sport of rugby in America. Wintergreen gels, cream sprays, and soaks are made with wintergreen oil and other therapeutic natural oils to help you soothe and support sore muscles and joints to keep you at your best. Visit wintergreensport.com to purchase the products you need to help you prepare to win. We got round 16 of the Premiership Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You can watch that on Peacock. Round 13 of URC on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You can catch that on Flow Rugby. Round 9 of Allianz Premier 15s. Watch that on premier15s.com. We've got round 16 of Top 14 on Saturday and Sunday on Flow Rugby. And we got the Sydney Sevens rolling. The USA men's team takes on Spain on Thursday, the day I'm recording this. So this will be over by the time you hear it at 8:44 p.m. Then they take on Samoa on Friday at 3:22 p.m. and Ireland on Friday at 9:05 p.m. And then the USA Women's Sevens team takes on Canada on Thursday at 6:28 p.m., Fiji on Friday at midnight, and Great Britain on Friday at 6:28 p.m. You can catch that entire competition on Peacock. So now, interview portion of the show is brought to you by Guard Lab. Join the mouthguard revolutions with American-made mouthguards that perform, protect, and recover. For more information, visit guardlab.com. So again, right now you'll hear interviews with Watson Fliki-Tonga, Patrick Madden, Will Crawford, Jeff Pelosuma, Ethan McVeigh, Steve Cluley, Mo Vanacolo, Justin Barlow, Ma'ake Moody, and Sefo Mailangi. So then when you're done listening to this, I'll have another fresh one for you on Saturday. So make sure you tune back in. We'll be at the top of the feed. I'll catch up with you right after this big block of interviews. Podcasting from American Raptors Media Day, joined by Watson Fliki-Tonga. Watson, how's it going, man?
It's going good, man. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Thanks for joining me. So kind of some new energy around the team and stuff. Joined Super Rugby Americas. What are you kind of most excited about as you join this competition?
Excited about the new players we have. Mm-hmm. Now it's time to build on a new foundation.
Yeah.
Especially like it's our first time in the season.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of pressure on our shoulders, but that's what life is all about.
That's what it's about, exactly.
We need that adversity to grow.
Uh-huh.
And I'm looking forward to it. Like, I feel like we're going to do good and we're going to shock the league.
Yeah.
Especially with some of those Argentina players we got.
Right.
MRI guys we got. And the guys we've been having.
Right.
I just feel like if we just get that camaraderie together and build that chemistry, I think we'll do very well for ourselves.
I agree. It's going to be a fun year. I'm looking forward to watching you play. And you go into this competition with a little bit of experience, having played, you know, in that Slar Challenge here at Infinity Park last year, as people are yelling behind us here. How much of an advantage is that to kind of already know what you're getting into a little bit?
It's a super advantage. I mean, especially, like, I think the toughest teams that's going to be down there is those three teams going to the World Cup.
Yeah.
Uruguay, Chile, and Argentina.
Mm-hmm.
I think our teams will be the most toughest because with the experience they have and just the amount of game experience they have in the high level. And we have, I think, three guys that's mm-hmm. coming from those high level. So
yeah.
with their expertise and helping us develop as a team, I think it will help us grow. And playing against that Argentina team, I think the biggest difference was they were just way fitter
mm-hmm.
and more skill. And I think that's just with them just being with each other for a long
right.
period of time. And now we got guys that's experience, fit, and then we got that mixture of that crossover athlete.
Yeah.
I think we do very well for ourselves.
And that's another, I mean, 6-7 months that you have under your belt together too in that same light. So I wanted to ask you, I know I've talked to you about this a little bit before, but you kind of have like a San Mateo crew here. It's you, Line, Sione, Adagio, and Mikey, right? What's it like to play pro sports with all your best friends? That sounds like everyone's dream.
It's freaking awesome, man. Like, it gives me more of a push when I'm in the game, especially when they're on the field.
Yeah.
And especially the guys that I've made relationship with over here. But just having those guys on the field, like, it just, like, pushed me even harder to go harder on the field.
Yeah.
Especially when you hit that dark side, because, you know, there's a certain time in the game when you're just like, damn, I'm done. Like, I can't go anymore. But then you look to your left and your right, and you got guys like them, and especially guys that I build new relationship with. Like, that just makes me go even harder. But it's wonderful, man. Like, this journey's been great. Like, people always ask me, like, what's more important, the journey or the journey or the destination? And I told them, I was like, it's the company, man.
Yeah,
it's really
that's
the company.
Good. That's a good line.
Yeah.
And you made kind of a big decision, right? And you can, we don't have to talk about this if you don't want to, but you've been here for about a year now, and you made the decision to leave MLR to join this upstart team, right?
Yeah.
Was that a hard choice, or was that easier because you had everybody kind of come along with you?
I remember at first when I first was here, because a lot of people don't know this, like, I asked for a player release when I was in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
because at the time my brother was supposed to make a comeback and he's going to play for ATL, but something just didn't work out with him, and then I kind of got left behind. I'm like, damn. So at that time I was kind of like, damn, I just made the worst decision of my life. Like, I'm leaving one of the best teams in the MLR. We just won a comp. And on top of that, like, they did everything for me when I was hurt, when I had that car accident. Like, they did everything for me. And I was just like, man, I think I made the worst mistake of my life. But it turned out being the best because I didn't realize that at the time when I was on my way here just to visit Line, and the Dodgers were here too, we were just here just to visit each other, and it just happened naturally. Like, I was supposed to be on a plane to NOLA in New York because I got a call from them. But then at the time, Mose, one of the coaches that used to be here, but now he's forming onto other better things. But it just happened naturally, man. And I think that's one of the best decisions I ever made was staying here because it also got me back on my feet. Because now I had to peel back and focus on the details.
Yeah.
Because the most basic skills was happening here because the coaches had to train the crossover athletes.
Right.
I think that's the best thing for me because I had to peel back to those basics and it made me even more of a better player.
That's awesome, man. That's a good story. Thanks so much, Watson. That's all the questions I had for you, man. I appreciate your time. Looking forward to watching you play this year.
Appreciate it, man. Thank you.
All right. Please be joined here, American Raptors Media Day, with Patrick Madden. Patrick, how's it going, man?
It's good, you know. Getting right into the 2023 campaign. I think the boys are firing up, and Media Day shows that.
Yeah, it's been a fun energy so far this morning. And a lot of that's around, you know, joining this new competition. So kind of how excited are you to be joining Super Rugby Americas?
Super excited. I mean, it's a new opportunity coming from the MLR. You know, you're always looking for that next step, and this was the right one for me. And, you know, for the American Raptors to be going down to South America to compete, I think that's a great opportunity for us and for a lot of individuals as well.
Yeah. And so you spent some time with San Diego Legion, correct?
Yeah.
What went into your decision to make the jump and switch over to the Raptors? And was it just the opportunity to play in this new competition, or how did that kind of go?
I think we all hit points in our career where we're looking for something different. You know, and when the Peter Pask and, you know, Brendan O'Meara reached out, it was a good opportunity for me at the time. I was looking for something different. I didn't know if that was going to be in the MLR with a different team, but I knew I needed change. Yeah. And, you know, being an American, having a group of, you know, majority of American guys, I think this was a good setup for me. So just, you know, right place, right time, and a good group of people.
Very nice. Have you kind of kept your eyes on what the Raptors have been doing the last couple of years?
Definitely.
Just a little bit curious.
Yeah, no, we have. I think everyone was kind of interested. You know, we all, a lot of us watched the documentary that came out, and we all were looking what the next step would be. And when we saw that they were going into the SLAR and the Super Rugby Americas, you know, it looked like stuff was coming to fruition, and I was excited to be a part of it. So it was a good thing going on here.
Awesome, man. How has camp been going?
It's been good. You know, it's a lot of hard work this preseason. You know, it's the hard yards now, so it'll be easier later. But, you know, from the fitness standpoint, but I mean, we're ticking boxes, and I think the boys will be ready to go on firing on cylinders when we get down to South America.
Very nice. And I've been asking a bunch of people this, but this is kind of your first experience playing for Sarah Chabot. What's she like as a coach?
Oh, Sarah's a legend. I mean, you have someone that's, you know, with her USA caps and her pedigree, you're lucky to be learning from someone like her. You know, she's class on and off the field, and, you know, we're lucky to have her leading the way.
Perfect, Patrick. That's all the questions I had for you, man. Thank you so much.
Appreciate you. Thank you.
All right. Please be joined by Will Crawford here at American Raptors Media Day. Will, how's it going, man?
Yeah, going well. It's a fun day. Happy to be here.
Yeah. So, Will, you spent some time with the Sabercats last year, correct?
Yes.
What kind of played in the decision to make the jump over American Raptors?
You know, it was a really difficult decision. I enjoyed my time with the Sabercats. They gave me, you know, a ton of game time and a great experience, and the boys are awesome, the coaches. But, you know, this opportunity to play in such a unique competition and do it with an American roster and in a new city was just such a great opportunity. And the idea of not taking the chance and kind of taking the risk to come up here was, you know, I probably would have regretted that. So it was about taking the chance and seeing what was out there. So, yeah.
It's awesome, man. How has training been going so far? Are you happy with your decision?
Yeah. Oh yeah. No regrets here. The training has been grueling at times, really enjoyable as well. And definitely a challenge. They run us pretty good out here. Pretty physical boys. The athletes are unbelievable. It's been a joy, really.
Has altitude been giving you any fits?
Absolutely. The first couple days was miserable. We had to do our Bronco test the first day we were here.
Yeah.
And I've never felt pain like that running a Bronco. That altitude's serious.
Yeah. It'll become an advantage here pretty soon. That's good. Will, what are you kind of most excited about as you get ready to compete in the Super Rugby Americas?
I think to be playing on a more global scale. I've done some traveling and played, but never as a part of a season or professional competition. And to do it with guys from so many different backgrounds here from American sports, as well as some really impressive Argentinian and Uruguayan and Chilean players as well, to go down to South America and kind of try to put our name on the map and give American rugby a better platform is really exciting. And rugby's all about travel and enjoying the competition, so it's going to be amazing.
Awesome, man. This is kind of your Sarah Chabot's been around for a while. She's recently promoted to head coach, but this is your kind of first experience playing under her. What's she like to play for And what she's just like as a coach?
Yeah, she's awesome. I really didn't know what to expect. I had never met her before. And from the first meeting, I could tell that her intent, her drive, her passion, I mean, it's palpable. Like, the look she gets when she talks about scrumming and the physicality of the sport, you can tell if she still could, she'd put the boots on herself. I really enjoy her detail, her passion. Yeah, she's great to play for.
Awesome, man. Well, that's all the questions I had for you, man. Looking forward to watching you play. Should be a fun year.
Thanks a lot, man. I appreciate it.
All right. Please be joined by Jeff Pelsuma here, American Raptors Media Day. Jeff, how's it going, man?
It's going good, man. Just trying to get used to this cold weather.
Yeah, I hear you, man. It's been a cold winter. How's camp been going?
It's been going good, man. Just really cold. Preseason's been long.
Yeah.
And a lot of conditioning, but
yeah,
I'm getting used to it.
Yeah. Did you go home for the break or did you stick around here?
I was home the whole break.
And that's just the Bay Area, right?
Yeah, San Francisco.
Nice. So how often does it, like, when you leave, how long does it take to get, like, acclimated back to the altitude? Like, did you feel it when you came back?
Yeah,
already?
I definitely felt it. But I think this week on Monday when I was running, I kind of felt better. But usually it takes, like, at least 3 weeks.
Yeah, I hear you. So, Jeff, how excited are you to join Super Rugby Americas?
I'm really excited. You know, I've been playing for a minute, and a lot of injuries, you know, held me back. And I feel like this might be my year to really, to really stick out.
How much of an advantage is it for you guys to have played some of the competition already with the SLAR exhibition back in the summer? Like, you kind of know what you're getting yourselves into a little bit. That has to be a big advantage, right?
Yeah, because for me, I haven't really played a team that good.
You're right.
With that speed of the game, and it really, like, opened my eyes, like, how much we got to improve. And I think we're doing way better than compared to last year.
Yeah, I hear you. What's it like playing for Sarah Shabbat? I know you've been around the team for a little bit, but she's kind of just recently taken over as head coach. How's that been going?
Coach Bott, she's probably one of the most, like, caring and genuine coaches I've ever been coached by. And I've never been coached by a female, too, and it's different, but it's more – I feel more, like, welcomed and more tight-knit to her as a coach.
Yeah, I definitely think that is an interesting wrinkle kind of in the season, but one that I'm excited about. Jeff, a lot of new faces around camp this year. Who's a couple of people that you've been impressed by?
Basically all the South American guys.
Yeah.
They all, like, coming into camp, I was thinking they're going to be bigger, you know, like these big South American guys, but they're all pretty small, but they all play like they're big.
Yeah.
Like, they all know the game a lot. They stay calm. Like, I don't know. Their experience really shows on the field.
Awesome, Jeff. That's all the questions I have for you, man. I really appreciate your time. Thanks so much. Looking forward to a good season.
Yeah, thank you, Ben.
All right. Please be joined here by Ethan McVay, American Raptors Media Day. Ethan, how's it going, man?
Yeah, it's going pretty well. Excited for the upcoming season. And Media Day is always a good time, isn't it?
I know. It's fun. Renewed energy around here. It's been pretty cool. So, obviously the biggest change going into Super Rugby Americas this year. What are you most excited about joining this competition?
Yeah, definitely the standard of play is definitely going to be good. South Americans, as we've seen in recent years, Argentina, Uruguay, they're doing really well in the world rugby rankings, and they play a good style of rugby. So it's going to be really nice to be able to test our standard of rugby with theirs and then just grow the collective in the end.
You kind of feel like you can't escape the South Americans. I feel like you in particular have been playing a lot against South Americans the last year or two.
Yeah,
right?
It's they play a really good standard of rugby, and you know, with the Falcons, we went there back a couple months ago. So it's only going to be great for the development of our team, the development of USA Rugby as a collective. So yeah, really excited, but can't get away from them. Can't get enough of them, I guess.
Know, yeah, that's true. There's a lot of new faces around camp. Who's kind of been impressing you? Who should we keep our eyes on as fans as we head into this new season?
I think 10-wise, you know, Line Latu, he's an absolute weapon, and he's got that X factor where he just makes stuff happen. Some of our forwards that have come in, we got Diego at hooker. We have Diego at flanker. Mikey Grandy leading the team as skip. He's always doing really good things. So it's going to be great. I think everyone's really prepared for this upcoming season, so it should be nice to give it a crack.
Very nice. You've been around the team for a little bit now. What's it like playing for Sarah Shabbat as she kind of moves into this head coaching role?
Yeah, I had never had a woman head coach before, but she has every ounce of my respect. She's a very personable coach. She's extremely intelligent. She's played the game for a very long time, played at an extremely high level as well. So it's an honor to play for her, and I think that's something big for me. When I get on that field, I want to represent the coaching staff. So I'm really enjoying it, and the sky's the limit for her and what she's doing. So I'm just excited to be a passenger in the flight that she's taken.
That's awesome, man. And Ethan, I want to ask you something, if we could back up a little bit, just kind of, and you can shut me down if you'd like, but what kind of played in your decision to come join like this team when you did? When was that, last summer?
Yeah, so last summer I kind of just made the decision. It was kind of a heat-of-the-moment thing. I didn't really know what to expect. I heard a little bit about the American Rafters. I knew it was a crossover program. So I know it was may not been the level that I was kind of looking at the moment, but I gave it a shot, and I actually really enjoyed it. And the work ethic of some of these boys coming from football as well, but also how they develop into rugby players is just – I love this team. I love putting on the Raptors jersey, and this is one of the best team cultures I've been a part of, and it's only going to get better with the more rugby players that we have.
Definitely. Ethan, that's all the questions I had for you, man. Thanks so much. Looking forward to a fun season. Watch you play, man.
Definitely. Should be good. Appreciate it.
All right. Please be joined by Steve Cluely here, American Raptors Media Day. Steve, I just had you on a month ago about there, so how's it going, man?
I know it's been a short little time span, but feel like a lot has been accomplished in that time, it's been fun. This Denver weather has been a bit tough with camp, but we're getting ready for the season.
How does this stack up to a New Jersey winter?
Cool. Honestly, it's pretty similar right now. I will say the big difference and why I like Denver much better is it actually snows, and then it's sunny the next day, whereas back home, if we get like a little snow, it's usually rain and like 35, cold, it's always windy, so I'll take the weather out here over in New Jersey.
One of my friend's dads, he always says, this is like a notorious like dad thing, but I could just like picture being in middle school, like hanging out with him on a Saturday morning. Like the perfect Colorado day is a day where it's sunny and like 50, but there's like snow on the ground. He said that's like the perfect day you can have.
No, it's true. It's kind of funny. I say the perfect – I like the weather in general here because even yesterday, like we came into practice. On my way in, it was like – in the teens, it was snowing, it was gloomy, no sun, and by the time we got to like noon, 1 o'clock, the sun was up, there was not a cloud in the sky. I was like, what the heck is going on over here?
It's an interesting place. So we'll talk about some rugby while I have you here. Steve, how excited are you for this change and joining this competition, Super Rugby Americas?
Yeah, super exciting. It kind of took a second to even hit me, really. You know, I'm new to this sport, so that's enough in itself. And then to really sit back and having been a part of some professional organizations on the football side of things, this team's making moves. Like, this isn't a joke. Like, as a football player, I know the brand of Super Rugby. So, and now we're playing in it. I'm playing in it. It's really cool. Really excited for the boys, this opportunity, and just excited to get this thing started and see what happens.
Very nice, Steve. How has camp been going? Everyone else has been said it's good, but it's hard. A lot of running.
Yeah, I will say this is probably from an athletic standpoint in my career, whether it be age or whatnot, this is definitely one of the most challenging camps I've ever been through in sports. The weather isn't helping, but obviously at the end of the day, the more you give blood, sweat, tears out on that field together, you know, we're getting our brotherhood closer. You could feel the bond growing, the team, you know, we're getting in better shape. Because at the end of the day, when it comes down to it, we want to be down in South America or here once the season starts and not be worried about fitness, not be worried about the crap. Like, we want to be ready to go. We're not thinking about that. And we can just go play rugby and not get lost in the sauce or anything.
That makes sense to me for sure. And correct me if I'm wrong, but you have to be one of the newer guys to the sport on this team, right?
Oh, yeah, correct.
Like, I'm sure there's guys that came in with you, like Lamar, right?
Is yeah, the same? I think Lamar, to my knowledge, is the only one that came in with, like, so me and him are definitely the newest guys on the team. But it's been awesome. Like I said, from day one, everyone welcomed me with open arms. Coming from, again, the professional side on the football, it's been cool to see the guys we signed on this team from international, you know, Uruguay and other guys we signed. These guys are legit rugby players. This is what they've done their whole life. So now I get to be in the same locker room with them and learn from them and see the level that they're playing at.
Right.
And not just me, but I think that's going to help the team in the long run. This is really cool.
You kind of wear that as a badge of honor, right? Like, to be this new and still, like, be on this roster, right? Like, that's cool.
I hang my hat on it. You know, a lot of people on this team don't even know, but about to be 30 here in a couple months, and I'm still ripping. So
yeah,
take care of the body. I'm gonna keep going till the thing breaks, but I'm having a blast.
That's awesome, man. I feel like I had another question to ask you that actually had to do with rugby, but I'll see if I remember it in a minute. Have you found the episode of what is it, All American, that you're on yet? Oh. That was coming out recently last time I talked to you.
I honestly completely forgot about that. I will go back and look because I know the full season's out now.
Yeah.
You're actually like ringing my bell again. Yes, that's good. I will go back and check because I need to do that actually.
We got to get people look that up. Steve Cluely, All American. You're an opposing quarterback, right?
Yeah, opposing quarterback. Yeah. I know I took a big hit in one of the scenes, so I don't know how they portrayed it in the actual show, but I think it looks like I got beat up.
Perfect, Steve. That's all the questions I had for you, man. Looking forward to a fun season, watching you play, and you know, congrats on everything so far.
Appreciate it, Colin. You're the man.
All right, joined by Mo Vinicolo here, American Raptors Media Day. Mo, how's it going, man?
Doing good, man. Finishing off the off season.
Yeah.
Doing good, yep.
What did you do? Did you stick around? Did you go home for the break?
For the break, yeah, I went home. I just went to see my brother guys in California.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. I didn't go home, not too far, not Hawaii.
Where is that? New Mexico?
Hawaii.
Oh, Hawaii. Yeah, excuse me. Sorry. Yeah, played football in New Mexico,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, I played football.
My bad. So, Mo, you've had an interesting year, right? You were here, you were here, what, a year and a half ago?
Yeah.
And then did a little bit of the spring last year and then went and played in the USFL,
yeah.
Came back. So, I'm curious to know, because I haven't really had the chance to talk to someone that went from football to rugby back to football. Like, what was that change going back to football like?
It was hard to adjust, like with the X's and O's wise.
Yeah.
But tenacity wise, it was. I feel like I had the best advantage going back to football.
Did you like? Was there a difference in like your tackling or your
closing space? I was always not too confident with my tackling in high school and college.
Yeah.
Never until up to this point. I'm still working on that craft, you know. And every day, rugby just makes tackling better for me. Like,
had you played rugby before you came and joined this team?
No.
Yeah?
No, not at all.
What has the transition been like? Like, how from the first time you started playing rugby, you had the little break, now you're back.
Yeah.
Like, does it feel like night and day?
Yeah, I say so. Just with every little experience, I would take it as an opportunity to just grow, whether I messed up big time at practice or during the game. And, like, when you watch the film, it's like you want to make those corrections. So, like, for example, you catch a ball for the first time in space, and at first you're kind of hesitant. You don't know what to do with that space. But now it's like I see myself just taking more advantage of those opportunities when I do get those chances.
Awesome, man. So now coming into this season, obviously join a new competition. How excited are you just to join Super Rugby Americas?
Man, I'm excited, man, especially with the amount of work we've been putting in.
Yeah.
Because, we've been pushing. We've been pushing as a team.
Yeah.
The coach has been pushing us in the meeting room and on the field. So I'm excited for all that work to be finally shown with this group of guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you were forward, Mo, so you've spent a lot of time around Sarah Chabot since you've been here, but this will be her first season as the head coach of this program. What does she like to play for?
I take a lot of pride with playing for Coach Bot because she shows like how much she cares for us, like individually, genuinely, and we just want to show the same respect back to her as, you know, being the first female professional head coach.
Yeah.
And I think she deserves that as well from us.
So, yeah, that's awesome, man. Yeah. A lot of new faces around camp this year. Is there a couple guys that have you maybe been impressed by so far? I know this is probably the hardest question I asked, so I'll try to give you a couple more seconds to think.
a lot of new guys.
It could be guys that have been here too. Anyone's made any strides that you've noticed.
Man, I think I never really got the chance to really play a season with Lena.
Yeah.
And, I think Lena every day at practice kind of just like he does something that just wows. not just me, but everybody.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm excited to play with Lena, man.
Yeah. Awesome, Mo. Thanks so much for your time, man. Really appreciate it.
Appreciate you.
All right. Please be joined by Justin Barlow here, American Raptors Media Day. Justin, how's it going, man?
Good, man. Good. I can't complain. How you doing?
Good. No complaints here either. It's been like a renewed energy around the team. You kind of feel that?
Oh, yeah. Without a doubt. I mean, you know. We got this season ahead of us and everything. Everybody seemed like to be in a good place, so it's definitely fun.
Nice, man. Justin, I really haven't had the chance to talk to you. So you're one of the bigger body guys here. You're like the prototype for this program. You play tight end in college. You've made the transition. How has it gone? What's kind of been the hardest part? What's been the easiest part? I'm just curious on your transition to rugby in general.
I will say the hardest part is just being a student of the game, you know, just still learning the game, still, you know, having the IQ to be out there and compete and just to not think while you play.
Yeah.
I feel like the easiest thing is just, you know, competing, you know, as a athlete, you want to compete everything you do. So, you know, coming into the sport, being able to compete and, you know, show that I can be here is the thing I would say is the easiest for me and the funnest.
Nice, man. How excited are you to join this new competition, join Super Rugby Americas?
Oh, I'm super excited. I mean, I took the trip out to South America the last couple times, and it was super fun. You know, the competition level was super good. You know, I just want to go out there and be able to show them that, you know, we can play with them. So, you know, it's super fun. I can't wait.
One of the questions I've been liking to ask you guys, this is the one I just forgot, is now that you've, like, played a bit of rugby, you've been around for a year or two, was it a year and a half pretty much?
Yeah, a year and a half.
Yeah, so when did you, have you had a moment where you realized, like, rugby was fun? Like, was it, like, a time in a match or maybe the first time you scored? Or, like, when did you realize rugby was fun?
I would say early in my starting of playing rugby, we played a tournament down in Aspen, and it was literally my first, like, gameplay ever of rugby. Yeah. And I remember we won a few games, and it was just like, you know, winning and competing and, you know, just seeing that I can do it, seeing that, you know, it's happening, you know, before my eyes and everything. So, you know, I would say it was pretty fun right off the bat. You know, when you win some, it's always fun to win and always fun to, you know, show your dominance over your opponent. So I would say that was it for me.
Nice. And you're a forward, so you've spent a lot of time around Sarah Chabot, and I've been asking everybody this question that sat down with me today. This is her first season moving into the head coaching role. What does she like to play for?
Oh, Coach Bott, I love playing for Coach Bott. I mean, she's definitely she's an understanding coach. She has so much knowledge. She teaches us a lot. She shows her passion and stuff for the game each and every practice. You know, she always wants the best for all of us. So, you know, playing for someone like that is always a positive for me because, you know, I play my heart out for someone that's, you know, is willing to coach me and, you know, do what they love and really want me to succeed and get better in the sport. So she's all love.
That's awesome. And then a little other question I've been asking pretty much everybody is, there's a lot of new faces at training, but there's a lot of that same core group of guys too. Has there been anybody you've been impressed by that you've seen in this first month of camp?
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of guys, you know, even some of the new guys we got this year. I shout out Ethan, you know, he played with us last year as well, but, you know, he's always a dude that's, you know, going hard, showing us the ropes and stuff, you know, because he's a rugby guy. You know, all the football guys that came with me, you know, still always glad for them to stay with me and stay, you know, succeeding and stay, you know, getting better at the sport. So, yeah, it's going to be a good one in the air this season.
Cool, man. I'm looking forward. It's going to be a fun season. Looking forward to watching you play. I appreciate the time. That's all the questions I have for you, Barlow. Yeah, nice and easy. All right. Here with Maake Moody, American Raptors Media Day. Maake, how's it going, man?
It's going great, Cole. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you for joining me.
Yes, sir.
How excited are you about this new change, joining Super Rugby Americas?
Man, I am super excited, man. Like, I am really excited to get into this league with this team and this group of boys. So, looking forward to it, man.
Nice.
Yeah.
You feel like there's kind of like a renewed energy around the team? It kind of feels like that.
Actually, it does, man. It does. It feels like, you know, there's a new head coach, you know. So, it feels like everything is renewed, and it's great that we have, you know, a great group of guys with us. So,
yeah.
It's easy to work together.
Yeah, and you've been here from the beginning, really, of this XO journey. Yeah. So I know
what it's like.
Exactly.
What it was like back then and what it is now. So
yeah, so you've kind of seen everything, and you've spent a lot of time around Sarah Chabot. What's it been like playing for Bott as she kind of moves into this head coaching role ahead of this season?
Man, Bott is awesome. She is great. Really great coach. You know, forwards coach, so she's with us all day, every day, and it's great to learn from her.
Yeah. Nice, man. And there's a lot of, again, you've been here from the beginning, so you're familiar with the core group of players. There's a lot of new faces around, too.
Yeah.
Who's kind of been catching your eye? Could be a new person, could be one of the core guys, and you could pick more than one. That's on the table, too.
Who's catching my eye?
In training camp.
Well, let's see. I think, well, to be honest, like, the guys that came from South America that we have now, they catch my eye, especially the props. I got Diego, I got Seb, and I have Juan. So all three of them.
That's a lot of knowledge, right? That's a lot of learning.
It's very good to, you know, mingle with them every day and gain some knowledge from them too. So
how has this training camp been to compare to some of the other ones you've been involved in? I've heard it's been hard, man. But it's been good.
I'll say it's a lot of change. There's a lot more, you know, running involved, and that's good for us. We need that to be fit and, you know, play well out in South America when we get there.
Very nice. Yeah. And you've had some experience with some of these South American teams in the last couple of years.
Yes,
how big of an advantage is that to kind of know what you're getting yourself into?
It's big, man. When we went out there to South America, they're really, you know, strong at their set pieces, their scrums. their lineouts. So that's something that we was working on this offseason, you know, and during this preseason. So, looking forward to that.
We got a bone to pick with the Broncos, man. I was sad to see your brother leave, especially go to the Raiders, too. That hurt me. You're the first person I thought of. I was like, no. We could have used him, too. Line needs work. So.
I'm happy for him, man. Yeah. You know, he got an opportunity to play and for the Raiders. When he was playing at the Broncos, he was just in the practice squad.
Yeah.
So I'm happy the Raiders came and took him off the practice squad. So it's good for
him. I'm not, but you're his brother, so I get it. Well, okay, thanks so much for your time, man. Really appreciate it.
I appreciate you, Cole. Yeah.
All right. Joined by Sosefo Mailongi here, American Raptors Media Day. Sosefo, how's it going, man?
Doing great. How are you?
I'm doing good. No complaints here. How's camp been going?
It's been good. You know, it's different, you know, coming from football and then transitioning to rugby. It's different, a lot of running, but I think we've picked it up since day one. So far in camp, we've picked up a lot. I think we're doing what we need to do.
Yeah.
And so we're excited for Slar, and we just want to go out there and compete.
Correct. You played linebacker at San Diego State or just University of San Diego?
San Diego State. I played defensive end and linebacker.
Oh, defensive end. Okay. Yeah. I get confused between the San Diego schools. San Diego and then U.S., isn't that like different
USD
than? I know, that confused me. I should know that because I went to Colorado State, so we saw you a couple times. So. have you played rugby at all before joined this team last year?
So before, I lived in Tonga, New Zealand for a little bit as a kid, and that's where I kind of got into rugby. Came back to the States, and I immediately found a rugby club back in my hometown of Orange County. And I was playing with them probably since U10s up to U18s. And then come to high school, just kind of focused on football just for the scholarship part, just get my school paid for. But I always wanted to come back and play rugby. But I also played high school All-Americans with Salty Thompson and a bunch of those guys. So it was good.
Definitely. How did you get the opportunity to come back? I'm sure every story is Peter tracked you down some way, right?
Absolutely, yeah. Peter tracked me down. You know, I was getting ready for my NFL Combine, and Peter hit me up. And I kind of ignored him for a second. I was just like, who is this guy? I'm not going to reply back to him. And then you know, after my combine didn't go the way I wanted to go, I hit up Peter, and he invited me out here for a couple of days for practice, and then I liked it immediately. And I got my cousin Lena here out here, so just felt, you know, that family presence. And second I was out here, signed on the team and everything, you know, I loved it. You know, it's everything out here is great.
Nice, man. And the transition back to rugby's been going good?
Yeah, absolutely. Just, you know, it's a lot of running, you know, a whole lot of running that I wasn't expecting, but, you know, it's good. It's
nice,
good.
Nice, man. How excited are you for this new competition, Joint Super Rugby Americas?
Oh, absolutely. It brings more competition, not only for us and for them, but, you know, it shows the world that, you know, we're here to play. We're here to compete with other countries, and we're going to try to win and beat you guys. You know, it's not just, America is it one of the strong nations with rugby. No, we're going to change that. And starting with us going over to South America and showing them, like, we can do this. We can outwork them, outwin, outplay them and everything. And, like, the Americans are here to play.
Nice, man. That's awesome. And you're a forward, so you spent a lot of time with Sarah Shabbat. She's obviously moving into head coaching role ahead of this season. What does she like to play for?
What do you mean by that? I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, just kind of what is she like as a coach? Like, I'm sure you've been coached by a lot of different people now, and everyone has their own little, you know, different takes.
I think with Sarah, she's a very great coach. I love her as a forwards coach because she breaks down the nitty and gritty things that we need as forwards. Sometimes we overlook it or we underlook it, and she kind of breaks it down to us and just kind of, hey, like, this is what you need to fix. This little tweak's going to help you with your scrums. Doing that little tweak, you can feel it. Everything looks great. Also, you know, she's a wonderful person, and, you know, every coach is like, at some point, they're going to get on you.
That's her job.
Yeah. And so with her, she kind of lets things flow for a minute until she really feels like she needs to step in. She will step in and make what needs to change immediately.
Nice, man. And you've been on the team now for you joined last season, last fall. So you're pretty familiar with, like, the core group of players. There's a lot of new faces around. Has there been a couple people that have kind of caught your eye that the fans should look out for this year so far in training camp?
I'm going to say keep an eye out on our captain, Mikey. You know, he's been working his butt off, especially since last fall season. You know, he came off an injury and was just trying to come back and work, and he's worked his ass off. to get up here. I was also say watch out for the South American boys, Diego, Juan, all of them, Seb. Like these guys are not to be slept on, and as well as I'd say, you know, Nolan, Patrick Madden, Ryan James, Lena, just the whole team. Watch out for the whole team, because we're going to surprise a lot of people, and you're going to be like, who's that? Wait, who's that? So just be watch out on the whole team.
That's awesome, man. Thank you so much, Seth. That's all question I had for you, man. Look forward to a fun season. Look forward to watching you play. So.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thanks. All right. Hopefully everybody enjoyed that first big block of interviews from American Raptors Media Day. I got a lot more where that came from, so make sure you're following along these next couple of days. If you don't subscribe to the podcast, please do. Available anywhere podcasts are available. And tell a friend if they said something that got you excited for the season, you're trying to get someone into rugby, send that along to them. Should be a fun year. So stay tuned tomorrow. We'll have another big block of interviews for you. And if you're not already, please follow along on Twitter at @DNVR_rugby, @ColtonStrickler. Be writing some pieces as the season gets a little bit closer, because, you know, by the time you're listening to this, the Raptors are about a week out from their first preseason match against the Seattle Seawolves. And they get a couple others to announce too. I think that's February 1st. So we can maybe can break a little news. We'll see. So, no stat of the week, no required reading, anything like that. Thank you so much for listening. Come back tomorrow. We'll have the next big block of interviews. Hope you had a great week. Hope you have a great weekend. Look forward to you checking out the rest of these interviews. We'll catch you all back here Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and then next Friday.